Coach, another good day of work. Obviously, you got a preseason game coming up on Monday night against the Browns. Just talk about the way you see the competition sort of picking up. And have you seen an elevation in sort of the intensity of the practices?
Well, today we changed pace a little bit, shifted gears. We went to more of an in-season mode to try to teach the players how we prepare for games in season. The competition's there, but we're a little rusty in the preparation mode, and we'll pick that pace and that tempo up as we go.
When you look at the running back position, you got Drone back, who's getting some work in. Does he sort of complicate things in a good way as far as how you evaluate the guys?
He's another guy to throw in the mix who has a complete skill set and has some value on special teams, so we look forward to seeing him in team reps and preseason games as we get going.
Offensive line, obviously you've mixed and matched. You've used a lot of different people. Are guys stepping up to the challenge that you and the staff have kind of put on them?
So far, they've stepped up and they're competing in there. We have to find the five best guys. We have a lot of guys with some experience, and we just have to find the right mix right there and the right guys to push each other. That's the key.
Maybe explain to the audience sort of the process that you're going through right now, because you're studying practice, you're evaluating players, and then you have these games coming up. You got two games in 1 week, three games in 11 days. How you balance evaluating players and sort of identifying what they're doing in practice in the game and then sort of weighing it all together?
Yeah, the biggest evaluations take place in the preseason games. Practices are important, but mistakes happen in practice. And the reason why you practice, you go out there, you practice, and you make mistakes. You have to fix those mistakes and give guys a chance to get ready to play in the games and not repeat those mistakes in the games.
What about, do you have a message for guys that sometimes don't show in practice but they seem to show in the games?
Showing in the games is better than not showing in the games, but we'd like them to show all the time, that's for sure.
Obviously, you didn't play Eli in the first preseason game. What's your assessment right now of kind of where he is as far as him getting ready for the start of the regular season? And in these next two games, how much do you think he'll play?
I think it's important that the offense, the defense, and the special teams, the first groups, get a chance to go out there and play in the second and third game and show what they can do and get on a little bit of a roll. That always helps heading into that first game.
You know, you mentioned that you changed things up in practice today, a little different look, and guys were flying around pretty good. Is that hard when they're not in full pads to sort of rein it in and make sure that it doesn't get too physical? But there were some guys thumping out there.
Yeah, we'd rather have to tame them down than tame them up. So that's always good. But the energy's good. We just have to make sure we're all working together out there.
Coach, best of luck on Monday night.
Thank you.